Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, one more time for you. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announcing that in the first month of the application period, USDA's Farm Service Agency approved more than $7 billion in payments to producers in the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. CFAP 2 provides ag producers with financial assistance to help absorb some of the increased marketing costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Since CFAP 2 enrollment began September 21st, FSA has approved more than 443,000 applications. The top five states for payments are Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, and Kansas. FSA will accept CFAP 2 applications through December 11th. North Dakota State University weed scientist at the Minot Research Extension Center, Brian Jenks, details some of the weeds he's concerned about in addition to Palmer amaranth.
Continuing to be concerned about, continuing to see glyphosate-resistant kochia spread across the state, being difficult to control, especially in dry conditions where our pre-emergence herbicides don't work as well. Horseweed, a winter annual. That's one where we need to be on top of it in the fall to try and control it if we can. A couple others, green foxtail and wild oat. We're seeing a lot of resistance to our group 1 and group 2 herbicides. In the weed guide this year, you'll see that we've selected green foxtail as our weed of the year because we're starting to see more green foxtail that's resistant to our group 1s and in particular to clethodim, which is what we consider our last line of defense. So
wow.
Those are some of the weeds that we're still following and we'll be talking about this winter.
Jenks says, though, Palmer amaranth's still their number one weed of concern this fall.
Prior to last year, we had it in about 9 counties. This year, we found it in an additional about 3 counties, and we're waiting on a confirmation from one or two others. But I'm happy to report that most of the locations where we did find it in 2018, 2019, I believe those are under control.
And that's Inside Agriculture for our Tuesday, October 27th. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Have a safe day.